Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to speak through me, Father, so that the words that are said this morning are not mine, but they are yours, to help others along the way to come out of darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Others, Father, that we can help to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Now, Father, as we open your word this morning, be with us. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be this morning, we're learning about this journey that the Jews made back when God brought them out of Egypt. And you know, it took quite a bit of the Old Testament to let us know about them being set up and all, and how God did work with them, and He took care of them. We had gotten almost through the fourth chapter, but we hadn't gotten quite through it. We only like a few verses, but we're going to start where we left off. We left off with verse 41. We'll be picking up there. This is going to be talking about a couple of cities, taking us into cities of refuge. All right. 41. Then Moses served three cities on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising, that the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbors unaware and hated him not in times past, and that fleeing into one of these cities he might live, namely Bezer, in the wilderness in the plain country of the Reubenites and Ramoth in Galilee, in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. On this side, Jordan, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt. And they possessed his land and the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites, which were on this side of Jordan toward the sun rising. From Aror, which is by the bank of the river Arnon, even unto Mount Zion, which is Hermon, and all the plain on this side of Jordan eastward, even unto the sea of the plain under the springs of Pigah. And we have come to the end of chapter 4. We are now going into chapter 5. Verse 1. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep them and do them. You see, even with God speaking through Moses, Moses is letting them know that what I am saying, you keep and you do, because they are the Lord's word. And this is what we've missed so much of today, is the truth of the word of Almighty God. Because so much is being taught that is contrary to God's word. It's what man wanted and the way he feels the things should be, when it's really not the ways of God. And we find here that he's letting them know in no uncertain terms. And that's what we need to be doing today. Now, verse 2. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. And we know he has, because as we have been coming through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, this for Deuteronomy, we have seen how he brought them out of Egypt, how he led them, how he took care of them, and things he's been given. But now we're working with the Mosaic law here quite a bit. Now, 4. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord, that ye were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mount, saying, 6. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And you know, he's letting them know that God had brought them from bondage out of the land of Egypt. They had been under bondage over 400 years. And yet, on their journey, a journey that if they had been and done right, they could have made in 11 days, they was 40 years making. Here in our day and time, God has gave you and I his word to live by. It is his covenant with you and I. Now, he will not break his covenant, but man is breaking it every day. Think about that. Even in the ways we talk and speak, are the words that you are talking and saying, are they pleasing unto God? Or are you speaking with cursing, slang words, innuendos, lies, deceiving? Or are they truth? And we are to be truthful with one another. And we are to live our lives as an example. Are you? Are you an example that others could follow as Jesus was? You're supposed to be. Now you see, these in their day and time didn't have what you and I have. They didn't have that Holy Spirit with them, guiding them, always with them. He never leaves those that are born again today. But they didn't have him. But they had Moses there, directly with God and God with him, that was passing things on to them, in which most of the time they ignored. Now, 7. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Well, we know that still goes today. But we have put a lot of other gods before him today, haven't we? We've got money before him. We have homes before him. We have cars before him. We have all manner of things that we hold before him. We let work hold us away from him, away from his word, away from each other to share, because we have our own ways we want. We put ourselves before him. Now, eight, thou shalt not, here we go again. This is several times we've seen this. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Listen to this. And we're told that he changes not. God tells us, I change not. We're told in several places about it. 10. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. You see, we are also to keep his commandments. Most are not doing it today. They've turned away from him. They took the Lord Jesus out of every place he was in. They want nothing to do with the church on the most part today. Oh, yes, we still have some churches and we still have few to go. But our churches have grown weak from teaching things they should not have been teaching. They have been teaching things that are contrary to the word of Almighty God. And right now we have very few pastors that are not living the way they should be living, even in their married lives. They've let things into their marriage that they should not have let in. Now, he tells us that he is a jealous God, and what he's going to do to those that hate him. Here in 11, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you're not to use his name in cursing. But oh, look how much of it's done. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Give you a moment to think about that. Because there is so much of that going on today. Every way you turn and every place you go, you hear it going on. 12. The Sabbath day, to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee. Keep the Sabbath. Now we know today we are to keep every day holy unto the Lord our God. 13. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy ox, nor thy ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservants and thy maidservants may rest as well as thou. In other words, there's nothing supposed to work on that day, on the Sabbath day. And you and I, we know that really we need to take a day of rest, and most of us do. We don't do it as a Sabbath, because we are to keep every day as the Sabbath. We must keep every day holy in our lives. Now, we know that when we continue to work without having any rest, we get burned out. our bodies get weakened, wore down. Now, here in 15. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commandeth thee to keep the Sabbath day. Now, you know, we're told to keep the Sabbath day, or they were, but the Lord Jesus, when he came here on the earth, and he died for you and I, and established the church day, we are to keep each and every day, as I said before, each and every day holy. It's kept unto the Lord. That's why we are told to start our day with prayer and Bible study. And we are to end our day with prayer and Bible study. And we are in between to continue in our ways with God, doing the things he has for you and I to do in order for us to go into eternal life, making heaven our home. But most spend their days doing things their way and never think about the Lord at all. And you know, when I get up, I just don't have time now to pray. I ain't got time to sit down and study the Word of God. And you know, it's just hard. I have a hard time reading the Bible. That's no excuse. Join us. Be read for you. There's places you can go. There's others you can go to. A lot of them might be even closer than you think they are to you. But find out about your friends, how they live their lives, because you really need to be associating with those that are the children of Almighty God. Now, Verse 15. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt. I read this, we're going to read it again. And that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. 16. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And here in Deuteronomy, all the way up to this point, we have seen where he has been given land to each one where he wanted them placed. And he made the way for them to go in and take it. He fought for them and done what was necessary for them to take the land he was sending them to. Now, here's where he gives them the Ten Commandments. 17. Thou shalt not kill. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. Neither shalt thou steal. Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife. Neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. He gave him quite a thing there, didn't he? Now, these words, 22. These words the Lord spake unto all your assembly in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, of the cloud, and of the thick darkness, with a great voice, and he added no more. And he wrote them in two tablets of stone, and delivered them unto me. Now this is Moses talking to the people. He said he wrote it. God wrote himself, he wrote it in two tablets of stone, and he brought and gave them stones to Moses. Now, And it came to pass when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes. You see, Israel was divided into 12 tribes. Now, this is why God was placed on in different places. Of your 12 tribes and of your elders. And ye said, behold, the Lord our God has showed us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God does talk with them, and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us, if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. If they hear the voice of God anymore, they shall die. That's what they're saying. Now, 26. For who is there of all flesh that has heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say. And speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. They're telling Moses to go and listen, and then come back and tell them what God told him out of that, with the voice out of that fire. Now, and the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. And that's exactly what you and I are needing today, is man to keep the word of Almighty God every day, every moment of his life, and teach it within his family. raise them up in the ways of God. Instead, we've let people come in, even into our schools, and really take our authority away to where we don't have the say-so over our children anymore. You think I'm lying? Go to school and find out. Go see what they're really being taught in our schools today. It's not the Word of God, I'll tell you. Now, go say to them, get you into your tents again. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God has commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. You know, a lot of things different back then. But a lot of that has come forward for you and I. We know that they did not keep all of it. They had to go every year. Every year and take a bull and goat to the priest, have the priest make that sacrifice for their sins once a year, every year. And you see, the blood of that bull or goat couldn't take away their sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he shed his blood, and he died on that cross and was resurrected and went back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit back to you and I, that work was finished. And we are to live for him. And we're not to have those old sins over and over and over and over. We cannot do it. He told us, and he told us plain. In 1 John, the 3rd chapter, he come right out and told us plain. No ifs, ands, buts, maybes about it. He said no. You know, we go there quite a bit. But I keep going because as this comes out, we have new ones all the time listening, and they need to know and to hear. And when you are born again, and that's the only way you're going to get into heaven, is by being born again, as Jesus told Nicodemus, that no man can enter the kingdom of God without being born again. And here's what he's got to say happens when you're born, when you are born again. Starting here with verse 8, he says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We know he does that. He destroys it. Now, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God, listen to this, does not commit sin. Do you see any mites or maybes in there? Does not commit sin, for his seed, the Holy Spirit, remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil, whosoever does not righteousness, is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You see, he told us very, very plainly. He didn't put no mites, no maybes in there either. Just like he hasn't done here either. Now, ye shall observe to do therefore all, therefore as the Lord your God has commanded you, you shall not turn aside to the right hand nor to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. And as we said earlier, we know as we came through, he gave each tribe a different portion of land to live in. But he was given all of the land together unto Israel, making a nation out of those 12 tribes. And they are today right where he put them in the beginning. That is theirs, their land. God gave it to them. They own it. Now, we have just finished with chapter 5. Well, chapter 6 ain't too long. We may get through it, we may not. Well, let's see. No, let's just quit here for this morning. The Spirit's letting me know that this will be better to get into this evening about 6 p.m. in our evening study. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we give thanks for your word and a time and a place that we can come together, Father, to do this. And Father, we thank you for these two outlets that we have to reach out in different ways into the world with this word through these internets, Father, so others can hear thy word and can know your love for mankind and know that you are always looking for them, wanting them to come home, wanting them to be what they are to be. We know, Father, you created mankind and you love mankind, but not all of mankind loves you. And Father, we pray that more of mankind will come out of darkness and come to the light, that light being Jesus, and repent of their evil ways and invite the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives so that they can live righteously and make heaven their home also. Father, we know that you wish none to be lost, that you gave mankind a choice, and so many of them are using it wrongly, not the right way, choosing to go their own prideful ways instead of your way, living your way and your will. Father, be with us through this day. Let us rejoice through this day, looking up to your kingdom, being refreshed by the Comforter, letting him guide us through this day, helping us to be what you want us to be, touching those, Father, that you want us to touch. You know our needs, Father, here in this ministry. We know that it will be according to your will and your way, not ours, but yours. Help each one of us now, Father, to walk uprightly and be with Holy Spirit, work within our families, because we all have family members that are not living right. Speak to them. Work with them as we work with them, Father, so that none be lost and all can make heaven their home. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Have a great day. Walk with God and he'll walk with you. And I pray that you'll be back with me this evening at 6 p.m. Have a great one now.